could you tell a little about yourself?
Eric Shimanandi from India.
I was born actually in London, England.
I'm a journalist by profession.
I'm 20 years old and I'm a student of physics. My dad, who taught me the art of writing.
Listeners Special.
In the name of God, the compassionate, the merciful. Salam, dear listeners, and welcome to this edition of Listeners Special on this Sunday, April 5th, 2020, with me, Atef Erfani. Listeners Special is the Sunday program where your views matter most. Contact us and tell us what you think about our broadcasts. If you have any messages for our listeners around the world, then record your voice and send it to us and get your voice heard. Remember, Listeners Special is your program. It's your views that are important. And as usual, many of you have taken the trouble of sending us reception reports. These are very useful to us, particularly to our technicians and engineers. You know, these reception reports enable us to provide a better service to our listeners throughout the world. All of you who have sent in a reception report will be receiving a QSL card from us. And I'd like to express my appreciation for those who sent us reception reports, which I mention some of their names. We have received reception reports from Vladislav Levshanov from Russia, Mahfuzur Rahman from Bangladesh, and Richard Nowak from the US. Thank you for your kind consideration, dear listeners. And here, I'd like to read out some of the names of those who kindly send us letters and emails. We have an email from Igor Nogueira from Brazil. I hope I pronounced his name, correctly. We have an email from Brad Suter from the UK. We have an email from Yari Korhonen from Finland. And Ronald Hagenson has sent us an email from Germany, and Patrick Travers has sent us an email from England, and so many other people. Many thanks for your kind consideration, and thank you very much for sending us emails and letters. Okay, after a short break, we will be back for your emails and letters. Welcome back. This is Listeners Special, and here we read an email. This email is from Germany, from Ronald Hagenson, who says, "It's a great pleasure to listen to your programs here in Bremen, Germany, in the late afternoon hour. It's my hobby to listen radio worldwide on medium and shortwave. This is my second attempt to listen to IRIB English Radio. I hope to continue our correspondence and would be very pleased if you confirm my accurate reception report with your detailed verification letter or card. With the best wishes and regards for IRIB English Radio." Thank you very much, Ronald Hagenson from Germany. As you said, it's your second attempt to listen to IRIB English Radio. We also hope our correspondent continue, and of course we will confirm your reception report by sending you a QSL card. Ronald Hagenson from Germany, don't forget to tell us your views about our programs, and why don't you visit our website at parstoday.com/en. Thank you again, Ronald Hagenson from Germany. And Patrick Travers from England has sent us a short email who says, "Dear friends, I found listening to your English broadcast this evening very interesting and enjoyable. I would be very interested in learning more about your podcast and would welcome any information. Please, will you send a program schedule and parent or any other publicity manual? Hello, Travers. Patrick Travers from England. We're so happy you found IRIB English Radio enjoyable, and we hope to receive more emails and letters from you from England. Don't forget to visit our website at parstoday.com/en, and there you can find more information about the programs and our frequencies and, you know, our programs, different kinds of programs, political, the news, our social programs and tourist attractions in Iran and many other programs. We're so happy that you enjoyed our programs. Of course, our colleagues in IRB English Radio will send you program schedule and pennant and other publicity manuals and postcards as you have requested. Okay, after a short break, we will be back with your kind emails and letters. We are back with an email from Jari Korhonen from Finland, who says, "Hello from Finland. I'm very delighted to inform you that I was able to catch the signal of your radio. Many thanks for your nice broadcast. It would be a pleasure to receive your verification if my reception report is in accordance with your program log of that date and time. A verification card, a letter, or simply an email with a mention that I have correctly reported your station would be much appreciated. I'm 64 years old of age and a doctor by profession. I live in Tohmayarvi, a small town situated near Joensuu, some 400 kilometers northeast of Helsinki, the Finnish capital. My hobbies include listening to foreign radio stations, music, geography, traveling, and sports. I started this radio hobby already in 1970 and have received verifications by now from 5,000 broadcasting stations in 237 countries. I'm looking forward to hearing from you in the near future. Best regards." You know, Jari Korhonen, from Finland, we want you to know how much we value your email. Tell us your views about our programs and visit our website at parstoday.com/en. Of course, as you have mentioned, you know, we will send you a verification card, a QSL card, to confirm your email. And many thanks, Jari Korhonen from Finland. And from Brazil, from Igor Nogueira, we have an email who says, "Hello, friends of the Islamic Republic of Iran Broadcasting. It is with great pleasure that I am sending this message to report listening to the Islamic Republic of Iran Broadcasting in English. My greatest joy is being able to hear stations from far away via shortwave, and this interest comes from childhood. When out of curiosity, I moved the tuning dial of multiple radios that my father repaired. Recently, I discovered that this hobby had a name and a number of people worldwide practice DXing. I found it interesting to learn about the culture of your country through the radio rather than the internet, and my interest does not end. I hope that you read my email." Oh, Igor Nogueira from Brazil, please accept our deepest thanks for your email. Of course, we read out all the letters and emails we received from our dear listeners around the world. And it is interesting that you say, your interest in listening to radio, comes back to years when you were a child. But don't forget to tell us your views about our programs. And as you said, you're interested in learning to the culture of Iran through radio. You can, listen to our programs and you can visit our website and learn many things about the culture. and the culture of our country and different things, the latest news and different programs. You can visit our website and listen to our radio. Don't forget to tell us your views about these programs. And many thanks, Igor Nogueira from Brazil. Your support is greatly appreciated. Welcome back. Here we have an email from Brad Sutter from the UK. He says, I'm listening to English service whether I can. It is nice somehow. Would you please advise whether it would be okay with you if I airmail post a report to receive a QSL card from you? Thank you very much. Thank you. We are grateful for your letter, for your email, Brad Sutter from the UK. You asked us whether it would be okay if you airmail post the report to receive a QSL card from you. It's okay. It's, there's no problem about it, but it will be expensive, you know. Anyhow, we will send you a QSL card. Thank you very much, Brad Sutter from the UK, for your email. But it's time for today's interview. We hope you'll enjoy it.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. My name is Nasir Hassan, and I am Nigerian. I'm from Bauchi State of Nigeria. I'm a journalist by profession and also a member of the Islamic movement in Nigeria. Well, all the programs of IRIB English Radio are recommendable, as I usually say. The best program I like on your radio are news and listener special. I like these programs very well. The program listener special enables your listeners to express their views, their opinions over the happening around the world, as well as the programs of the English radio. So it's a way of expressing our opinion. That's why I like the program very well. Secondly, the IRIB English radio is a source of getting genuine or original information around the world. Now the world, is divided into two. There is a wall of silence over operation injustice and, some negative attitude of Western and hegemony countries. And the other way, there is a wall of resistance. So only through media of wall of resistance, you can know the truth happening around the world. So IRIB English Radio is one of the few, source of information. There are so many things that you cannot hear or know via mainstream media, like Western media, for instance. Let's take issue of Yemen, Palestine as a case study. You know, it is only through IRIB English Radio and some few media you can know the true, happening, especially about the injustice, the war crimes, the hegemony of Saudi Arabia, United States over Yemeni people. Likewise, when you take a good look into Syrian crisis, it is only through this great radio. You can know the real happening about the war crimes of the Western countries and the collaboration of Saudi Arabia and some Arab countries on the people of Syria. You know, many times United States will bomb schools, infrastructures, markets in Syrian country, but you will not, you know, you'll not hear this news on mainstream media. But I already English, you know, give us general news on this. I always advise the listeners around the world to pay good attention to this great radio, as I mentioned already, as a source of genuine news. You know, the radio that will give you news and also at the same time give you, you know, a chance to express your view, chance to, you know, to express your opinion. You know, I think we should pay more attention on this great radio, and we can help this great radio and the other information media that give us general news. We should help them with dua, more especially in this time of hegemony. So this this time, as listeners, we can join hands together, pray for the protection of Almighty God, to protect the IRB English Radio, First TV, Allied News, Al-Madan, and other resistance media organizations. So I hope we will join hands together wherever you are. We should pray for this radio. May Allah help them. May Allah increase their strength and protection.
Dear listeners from around the world, many thanks for being with us. Goodbye.
Dear listeners, your opinion is always important to us. We invite you to spend just a few minutes writing us a letter or sending us an email. We'll be glad to hear from all of our listeners who have any questions or comments about any of our programs. Our postal address is IRIB English Service, PO Box number 19395-6767, Tehran, Islamic Republic of Iran. You can also send your emails to EnglishRadio@irib.ir. That is one word, EnglishRadio@irib.ir. Please visit our website at www.pastoday.com/en. Our phone number is 00982122013720. Once again, our phone number is 00982122013720. Our profile is also in Facebook. Our address is www.facebook.com/pastodayenglish. Thank you all for being with Arabi English Radio.